Ashokar of Eichenstein, and especially Bershus, Zedish of Rebbe Shlita, Zogosunzain. We go back probably about 40 years. One of my early inspirations in my life. And it's also wonderful to be here with so many people that are so many different kufas of my life. Periods in Chicago, and Brisk, and Skokie, some from back to Indianapolis, from Memphis, from Dallas. So many different people that are here, which shows what kind of a kehila that Chicago has, that it's such a kibbutz of people from so many parts of the world, and many people I've been involved with have ended up in Chicago and have stayed here and really grown and built beautiful families here. Also, a big ashkoach to the Chicago Center for Torah and Chesed, as I mentioned, to Rabbi Eichenstein, to Rabbi Muscat, who was responsible for me coming here, to Rabbi Bider, and to all those that are involved with the incredible work for Chesed and for Torah through this amazing center for Torah and Chesed. They should have Hatzlacha for many years to come. We're about to have a Yom Tov of Shavuos, where this Yom Tov is not just Yom Tov in its own right, but it's a culmination of everything we did from Pesach and through the Yemei Sefiras Omer up until Shavuos. The Ramban points out that Sukkot has a Shmini Atzeres. She has a Yom Shmini on Sukkot. We have a Chag Atzeres. And Pesach only has 7 days. So, Dr. Ramban, what about the Yom Shmini for Sukkot? Dr. Ramban, Gevalda Gevort, the Ramban says that Shavuos, which is called Atzeres, that is the Atzeres of Pesach. That's the Yom Shmini of Pesach is Atzeres. Everything at Pesach is leading up to Atzeres, to leading up to Shavuos. And Yemei Sefiras Omer, Harihem Ki Yemei Cholos Shel Moed. The whole period of Sefiras Omer is the Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos, which shows that everything we had that happened on Pesach was really leading up eventually to being Shavuos. So all the work we put in from Pesach, we imagine all the preparation and everything, all up until now, it's really coming now to its culmination on Shavuos. And we have a klal. My Rebbe, Yossel Tzeinbrod Zatzal, used to always say that we say in the Shemona Esrei of Yom Tov, Vasienu Hashem Lakenu Espirach Asma Adecha. What is Vasienu? Vasienu means like a masa kaved, like you're schlepping a heavy, like a whole burden, a masa on your shoulders. What's the masa? Vasienu. You should let me carry this burden on my shoulders. So we also used to say that all of the gavala limudim we have on the Yom Tov is not something we just do and we pass through. Yom Tov is something that we accomplish. We accomplish everything. So we have a limudim, we have aliyah that we have during this Yom Tov. We need the word, asking Hashem, let me take this with me for the rest of the year. Vasienu, let me take this masa. Let me not just pass through Yom Tov and walk away like it never happened. Fakirat, all the things that I have from Yom Tov I have to take with me, and that should change the rest of the year. Vasienu. So, if we're going to take something with us, Shavuos, I know we're all going to eat cheesecake, and many will stay up all night learning, and it's nice, but what are we really going to take with us? What's going to be different once we walk away from Shavuos, than before Shavuos? Because now the culmination of this whole tekufa, Pesach, all the way through Shavuos, then we should certainly, if we didn't walk away with something, then we didn't accomplish a whole lot. We're making some nice things, but what are we going to do differently after Shavuos than we did from before? In order to think of it, to know that, we have to prepare now, we have to get ourselves ready. The Ramban says in Achrei Mois, V'chaya bohem, Chaya Adam Mitzvah Slafi HaChanasa Lehem. Volbi Zatzal used to always bring this Ramban, that the Chayim of a Mitzvah depends on the Hachana that you have for it. If we're making ourselves, prepare ourselves for it, so we're preparing ourselves all these days of Sefiras Omer, get ready for Shavuos, what are we going to take with us once we walk away from Shavuos? So we'll start with something a little bit not on the subject. We'll see how it does actually connect. That the Gemara Nedarim, the Pei Aleph, famous Gemara, in relation to the Churban Beis Hamikdash, ask the question that what was really the tam, what was the inner tam for the Churban Beis Hamikdash? We know that we had Gimel Averes, we had three cardinal sins, but the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Mai Dichsiv Mia Isha Chachem V'Yavin Ezois, who is the wise enough person to really understand what happened over here? Dabar Zed Nishal Chachamim El Nevim V'Lo Pirshu Ad Shepir Shekadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoi. Because they left my Torah. What does it mean that was my if they weren't sitting and learning, it was obvious. You wouldn't need Nevi'im to tell me that the Klai Yisrael stopped learning. It's too obvious. So the Gemara says, Amri Yehuda Amar Rav, Moya Bevorachim B'Torah Tchila. They didn't make Birchas Torah before they learned. So, a lot of ink has been spilled over this Gemara. What's the tremendous korban of not having Birchas Torah, not saying Birchas Torah? The Ron already brings the Shem Megillah story, Rabbein Yonah, the Torah Laisa, Chashuvah Be'neim, Levarach Alav, wasn't Chashuvah enough to make a bracha. One thing I have not found anybody speak about, which many speak about, that what does it mean they didn't make Birchas Torah? Every word of Chazal is precise and it's golden. And I haven't seen anybody really focus on this one word. It doesn't say Shalom Avrachim B'Torah. Shalom Avrachim B'Torah Tchila. Chazal are very carefully stressing that the chesaron over here wasn't even that they didn't make Birchas Torah either. There was something about not being B'Torah Tchila before the Limud. And that's really the reason for the Korban. Which that's even a little bit more nebulous. What will be the importance of making Birchas Torah? As long as you make it at some point, you make Birchas Torah. What's the nekuda of Birchas Torah Tchila? I haven't seen anybody that's omid on this nekuda, which I think that's really the mafteach of understanding this whole sugya. So to understand it, we're going to take a look. We'll learn together a few prakim of Nefesh HaChaim. Chaim Volozhiner, in the fourth shar of Nefesh HaChaim, where he discusses the Milas HaTorah, he brings the Maimer HaZohar in the fourth parak of the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, from the Akdamas HaZohar, Amar Shem Bar Yochai, Shaira Ihi Tara Le'elah L'Goy Menusa. The gate to be able to enter the Torah is Yira Shemayim. Bapkuda Da Yiskayim Kol Alma, and upon this mitzvah, the whole world is standing. V'da Ikra B'Yisayda L'Chol Shar P'Kudim D'Raisa. This is the foundation of all Divrei Torah. Manda Notar Yira Notar Kula. Whoever is guarding within himself, Yira Shemayim, is guarding everything. You have it all. If you have Yira Shemayim, you have it all. Lo Notar Yira Lo Notar P'Kudim D'Raisa. If you're not holding within yourself Yira Shemayim, you cannot contain within yourself Divrei Torah. He goes on to say, My Ol Malchus Shemayim, what is the yisod of Ol Malchus Shemayim? Elaka Hai Torah, it's referring to that mountain. Hachanami Instrikle the Barnash, the Kabbalah Ale Ol Bekad Maisa. You have to first be Makabal, the Ol Malchus Shemayim, before the Limud, which is what? Reshis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chachma, the foundation of Chachma, the gate for all Chachma is Yiras Hashem. Remember Oid, skipping around, says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Shiras Chetoi Kodemis L'Chachmasai, Chachmasai is Kayemis. Why? Ki Yiras Hashem Tchilahi Iker Kiyum Shel Chachmas Atara. To have first Yira before learning, that's the Kiyum of all of Chachmas Atara, all the wisdom of Torah. In the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, he quotes Amar Shlakish, Ma'adik Siv, Paskin Yeshaya, Vaya Amonas Itecha, Chosin Yeshua's Chachmas Vadas. That Paskin Yeshaya, each word is Meramez to another Seder of Shas, Emunas, the Seder Zorayim, etc. Chashiv Sham Bazit, says Rav Chaim Lezner, that Pasuk is Meramez to call a Shas. And the Gemara ends off saying, Vafilu Hachi, Yiras Hashem, He Otsaroi. The Oitzer, the real Oitzer for everything, that which contains all the Shishi Storim within it, is Yiras Shamayim. So he goes on to explain what does it mean that it's an Oitzer? What's this remez of Chazal that it's an Oitzer? He says that the Pasuk is Bimramiz, and calling the Torah L'Rov Tvuas, that's like the piles of wheat, that we sustain ourselves on the wheat. On wheat. So the Nimshal Kasava Torah L'Rov Tvuas, the Yira L'Oitzer Machzech is Amon Tvuas, Mishtamber Misoichai. That the Torah is the wheat, but the Yira is the Oitzer that guards all that wheat within it. She Yiras Hashem, Hiya Oitzer L'Chachmas HaTorah HaKdosha. Because Yiras Hashem, that is the Oitzer for all Chachmas HaTorah. And through that, the Torah remains with the person. If you have wheat, he goes on to say, if you have a lot of wheat, it's worthless if it's not going to be guarded. If the winds that come along and blow are going to blow it all away. And he says that if you have a father that wants to give out wheat to his sons, he has a few sons, he wants to give out all, he has a huge oats, he has tremendous amounts of wheat, he wants to give all of them some the wheat that they should be miskayim. He says that the father, as much as he wants to give as much as possible. There's no end to the amount of wheat he wants to give to his sons. But he doesn't want to do, he's not doing them any favors if they didn't prepare first an otzer to contain that wheat. So as much as he wants to give, if you're not ready for it, if you didn't build the otzer, the bigger the otzer, the more wheat you get. The smaller, the less. And no otzer, he won't give you at all. Because he's not interested in giving you wheat that's just going to blow away with the first wind that blows along. Ken hu yisborach shamoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu, yodoi psucho kevyochol hashpia tamid l'chol ish ma'am segula roiv chokma ubina v'seira. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the power, he wants to shower Torah on us. Just open up your arms, open up your minds, and I just want to pour as much Torah into you as you possibly can take. But only if it's miskai metzloi. V'yikshram aluach libam. Only if you're going to be kosher aluach libam. So he says, "Omnam adavar tolim if he otzer hayira shetikdom al adam." So Mela, it depends. Just like that father waits, if the son prepares his otzer, Kadosh Baruch Hu waits to see if the person prepared his otzer of yira shamayim. Then, gam hu yisbarach, if he didn't do such a thing, lo yashpia lo shum chachma klal achar shel v'tiskayim etzloi. And that's why the pasuk says, "Reishis chachma yiras Hashem." First, it is Agdama to the Torah, there needs to be Yiras Hashem. And he brings Lashon HaZohar again, Tara Kadmo L'Chachma Ilah, Yiras Hashem Ihi. That the gate, the preceding gate before of all Chachma is Yiras Hashem. So then he goes on in the Perek Vav and gives an Eitzah. So that's from Chaim V'Lashoner. L'Zois Emes Shezuhi HaDerech Amiti. This is the Derech Amiti, to sit and learn, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. Shebechol eis yochin ha'odam atzmo lilmoid, roi loy lius yashiv koidev shiaskil al kopanim zman muat. A person should first sit a little bit, before you sit and learn. Sit and think a little bit. V'yiras Hashem tahira v'taras ha'lev. First, to think about Yiras Hashem, to mitahir your lev, to make it a kli that's able to be mekabel Torah. To think about any averas you've done and do a vidui me'omek alev for anything you've done wrong to make yourself roy lakach to be mekabel Torah to sit and learn. Be'yiras Hashem tahira b'taras alev. This vados al chatasa umkan deliba kadeshite tarasa k'doshe b'tahira. Your Torah should be kadosh b'tahar. V'yichavim lizdabik b'limudah b'tahara b'kadosh baruch hu. Have kavana. That when you sit and learn, you should be thinking of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you should be nidbak through your Torah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Haina lish dabek b'chol kachaysa v'ledvar Hashem zu alacha. You have kavanah to be all of your kachos, to put all the kachos within you to the dvar Hashem zu alacha. V'zehu davek bo yisbarach k'mamish kav yochol ki hu yisbarach v'ritzon echad. In that way, since a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his ratzon, the Torah is a chelik of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a chelik kavimal, that Hashem's thoughts and himself are all one. If a person is dabuk to the Torah, then you're dabuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. If you know what you're doing, if you stop and think what you're doing. He goes on to say that, not only that, that every word you sit and learn then, afterwards, every word you learn, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is osik in those words, and brings a riot from Pelagish Begiva, that when the Chachamim were sitting in osik Pelagish Begiva, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oso Ace, that's what also what he's saying over. That this one says like this, and this one says like that. So this needs thought. It needs us to actually stop and think about this, which completely revamps the way we approach our Torah, the way we think about Torah, and what we do when we learn. Rav Volbez, that's all, used to say that he would often take polls. He would want to ask the Shiva Bach and call the Shiva Bach over and ask him a question. So he said over once, told us that he once called over the Shiva Bach and said, "When during the day do you think about Kodesh Baruch Hu?" So this Bachar said, "When do I have time for that? I have to get up and run to davening, and then I have to sit and learn all day, you know, like I have Seder, and then there's Musar Seder, and then there's Second Seder, and there's Nights, there's Supper, and then there's Night Seder. When's there time to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu?" You could, Rabbi Shried, he said, you could be Oisik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu the entire day, and never stop and think what you're doing. not realize what you're doing, b'chol. So, this nekuda that Rav Chaim Elazar is saying is that he's telling us the Yisoy that if you begin the day, you open the, like the Lashon HaZohar, the Tara, the gates, the Shar, to get to the Chochmah is Yiras Hashem, you talk to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you think about what you're about to do, it's Mekadosh the Torah, it's Mekadosh yourself, and it becomes, the entire day becomes a different thing. I once heard a Geder, the Geder Advarim, the Taichin, Rav Chaim Elazar, from my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Tzvi Shlevsky Shlita, that he compared it to, we find halachas such as afias matzah. We're still holding in Pesach, right? Afias matzah needs to be a lishma. If you ever were part of the matzah chabura, everyone's shrying, you know, l'shem mitzvah matzah, l'shem matzah mitzvah. We're shrying, it should be lishma. It has to be lishma. Also, the ibid oras shel tefillin, those who make the oras of tefillin, also they have to be neva lishma. Otherwise, it's puzzle. It doesn't work for tefillin. Otherwise, the matzah, you're not yotze. You could be totally not chametz. You're not yotze, a little Pesach with matzah that wasn't nefil lishma. But the halacha is that if in the beginning of the afiyah you say, komash, everything I'm going to do is going to be lishma, then even if later on you think about other things, you talk about other things, you know, you're baking the matzah, you know, you say, you know, you tell someone about the scores or whatever, you know, whatever you're talking about, but it's not mafkia, maybe it's not, you know, the ideal, but you're still yotze lishma because you're kaveya in the beginning of the afiyah, that everything I'm going to do is going to be the shem atzis mitzvah. All these oras I'm going to make are all going to be the shem kedushas tefillin. So it's not, since I do that, it became the shema and it's kosher, even if I thought about other things in the middle. So that's the getter of the worm, the taich in the nefesh chayim. What he's telling us is that if we start off in the beginning of the day, it's hard to think about this all day. It's hard to constantly keep this on our minds, especially if you're thinking Tiferayim, like he says in the sugyas of Ramai, and you put yourself in the place of the Ganav, and you know, you're not exactly thinking about Dveikus Bekosh Baruch at that moment. But since you're Kaveya in the beginning of the day, to start off that way, that whatever I'm doing, this is L'shem Dush Satara, this is the, I'm thinking about Yira Shamayim, I'm thinking about Kosh Baruch Hu, and bringing yourself to that level, then all the Torah afterwards remains that way. I think it's clear, it's very clear that the Shorash HaDvarim, this whole limud of the Nefesh HaChayim, the Shorash HaDvarim, is nothing else but Kabbalah's Torah itself. In the Maimed Har Sinai. We have to understand, what is the yisod of the Maimed? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu give the Torah in the way that he did through this whole Maimed of Har Sinai? So it's clear in the Torah itself, in Parshas Veschanan, the Torah says, Raki Shamalacha Ushmor Nafshacha Ma'oid. Very rarely does the Torah tell you to be so careful. Shmor Nafshacha Ma'oid. Pen Tishkach is a Dvarim Asharo Einecha, Upen Yasura Milvavcha Koy Machayecha. We shouldn't forget what, these things that we saw or taken away from our lathe. Vaidatim Levanecha Levane Venecha. What is it that we're telling everybody? What are we passing down? Not the Divrei Torah itself. We're referring to Yoyim Asher Amarata Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'chayrev. The day that we stood there, B'har Chayrev. Be'amor Hashem Elai. Hakel Yisam V'yashmim Is Dvarai Asher Yomudun Lira Oisi. Because through this Maimon Har Sinai, we learn Lira Oisi. Yira Shemayim. Kol HaYomim Asherim Chayim Al Adama V'espenemi Alamedu. V'tikrim V'tamdum Tachas Ahar. Bahar Borah Ba'ish Adleva Shamayim Choshech Ananabra Rafel. It describes in great detail the way the har looked with the fire and the smoke and the darkness. Vaydarbar Hashem Aleichem Itocha Eish Kol Dvar Matem Shemim Usmuna Einchem Roim Zulasi Kol. Says the Ramban over there in Veschanan. Says the Ramban, Avalakasu Lazev Fidaiti Mitzvah Losase. The Ramban holds that this is a chelik of the Taryag mitzvahs. It's a losase in the Minyan Taryag. Hizir ba ma'oid. It didn't just tell us, but it told us ma'oid, very much. Ki kasher amar shenizahir b'chol mitzvahs v'nishmar chukim v'mishpatim la'soysam. Just like we have to be careful with all the mitzvahs to do. Chazar v'amar rachani marzchircha ma'oid. The Torah went back after it said, "Be careful with keeping the mitzvahs itself themselves." It says, "Ani mazchircha me'oid liyishamer v'lishmor atzmacha me'oid me'oid." Lives kor mi'ayin bo'olecha hamitzvahs. To remember not just the mitzvahs themselves, remember where they came from. Shelo tishkach maimed har Sinai mikol advarim asharo shamei necha. Not to forget not only the divrei Torah themselves, but the source of the Torah, the maimed har Sinai. Those things that your eyes saw, hakolos v'lapidim, the sounds and the fire, and all the streakings, as kvoidoi as godloi, udvarav asher shmata sham mitocha eish. The maimed itself, all that maimed, is what we have to remember and pass down. V'todia kol advarim asher ro einecha b'maimed hanichbadahu, levenecha v'levenevenecha at olam. And to relate all of the details of this maimed hanichbadahu, this honorable, this glorified maimed, to our children forever. V'pirish atam, Zach Zoramban, that the Torah itself explained the reason for this is, Ki Hashem asa ha-maimed hazeh, ki shetilmudu lira oisoi. He created this entire maimed that we should have, yiras shamayim. Kol ha-yamim, ves b'neichem tilmudum lidaros oilam. You can asu atem kacha v'al tishkach oisoi. If Hashem did it for them, you do as well to your children, and don't forget it. He goes on to say another nekuda, which we're not going to go into now, which is a whole separate nekuda, really. And Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal spoke at great length about this, that the second nekuda in the Ramban, it's also in the Rambam, in the study of Torah, of the Brirus of Torah, that also came out of this Maimon Har Sinai, that we came to the level of not needing any rayas anymore, having no suffix, because we have no suffix whatsoever, because we saw it with our own eyes. That's the next level, but not for today. Perhaps a future time. The Ramban also in his Minyan Halavim, in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the back where he says the mitzvahs that Asher Shakhan Harab, the mitzvahs that Kivyachol the Rambam forgot. The second mitzvah is, says the Ramban, very famous words, one of the most quoted words of the Ramban of all of his Sforim. Shinimnenu, by the Bali Musar, these words are mamish on fire. Shinimnenu shelo nishkach maimed har Sinai. The second mitzvah that the Rambam Kavyocha left out, which we're not going to go into now, what's the answer for the Rambam? Did he not leave it out? But he says, "Avalo nasir osam elit midatenu maimed har Sinai. Aval yu einenu libenu sham kol hayamim." But our eyes and our hearts should be there kol hayamim, which means our whole lives we should live with the picture of Har Sinai before us. Revolvi used to always say that Gedolei HaDoros, Mamish lived with this Ramban. They walked around Yom V'Laila with the picture in front of them of the fire of Har Sinai. The Ramban says that's it. It's in the Lavim, it's a Lav, it's an Aseh. It's a Lav not to forget Maimed Har Sinai, and it's an Aseh to remember Har Sinai. And what the Ramban says, and what the Torah over there hints to, that the tachlis and the tam of this maimed har Sinai is the Klai Yisrael should live with in a matzah of Yiras Shamayim. That's clear in Parshas Yisro, by Kabbalah's Torah itself, where it says, "Chol am royim es akolos v'selapidim." Right after the Seiras Adibros, all Klai Yisrael saw the kolos v'selapidim, v'iskola shofar v'sahar ashein. So they saw, they heard this kol shofar. They saw the whole mountain with the smoke pouring out of it. Like it says in another place, Eshen Akivshan, like the fire of a chimney. Imagine, think of the biggest chimney you ever saw with smoke pouring out of it. We're supposed to imagine that pouring out of Har Sinai. V'yara'am v'yanu v'yamdu mirachoik. Klai Yisrael, they saw this and they shook. And they v'yamdu mirachoik, they were thrown back, hundreds of amos. V'yomru el Moshe, daber atal imanu v'nishma, v'ay daber imanu el kim penemus. They're afraid, we're going to die. You speak to Hashem now. We're going to die. V'yomer Moshe la'am, al tiro. Don't be afraid. Ki levavur nasas eschem elokim ba'alokim. In order to elevate you, Hashem has come. He's not here to kill you. He's here to elevate you. Uvavur tia yirasoi al pneichem levilte sechato. In order that your yira should be alapanim, yira should be on your face. In order that you should not bichote. Which the Gemara in Nedarim explains that says, Vavur tia yiras al panechem zu busha. The yiras al panim, that's the busha that a person has. That's the milus Israel, the milus of busha. Levilti sechato, malamit shabusha mevia lede yiras chait. This busha that comes from Yerushalayim brings a person to yiras chait. Mikan amru, simin yafe ba'orim shu baishan. Why? Because kol adam is bayish loba mehera chote. Mishein lo boshes panim. Somebody who does not have this mida a boshes panim. Biyadua shlo amdu avos of Har Sinai. Then you should know this person, his avos did not stand at Har Sinai. This simen a busha lapanim, the yira that a person has, that is the simen that avos of amdu b'Har Sinai. We see that the Maimon of Har Sinai is bringing us this level of Yira that brings to the point of Busha from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that holds a person away from Chet. Lamaisa, this din, the way we're Makabal Torah at Har Sinai, that has become the Ofer Mesiris Torah as well. Mesiris Torah goes through the way Torah needs to be learned. It's supposed to be learned in a way, like, as we say, Sinai Dik. The Gemara says it in Furish and Brachas. On this pasuk we just read in Vaschanan, the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Chaf Beis, V'edatem levanecha levanei venecha. It says you have to pass this down to your children and your grandchildren. Uksiv basrei. What does it say after that? Yoyim asher amadata lefnei Hashem lakecha b'chayrev. Just like over there, we received the Torah, be'ema, v'yira, with tremendous fear and pachad, restless, with trembling, v'ziya, with sweating, out of that tremendous yira that we had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Shas Matan Torah, which is actually fascinating, which is a separate subject, but we find that Yerushalmi and other places says that, like by Acher, when it by his bris, it says, Adorim smechim kinisinasim bar Sinai. We feel that there's a tarubis going on of Ema of Yira together with the Gavala Gesimcha at the same time, which is a very common Jewish dichotomy, which really two things work together, like Gili Barada and Rosh Hashanah. So here we're talking about this side of the coin, though. There's two sides of this coin, but this side of the coin of Ema of Yira. So just like at Har Sinai, it was Ema of Yira, Res Vizia, Af Kan. Also, when you pass it down to your children, and the way we're supposed to learn Torah is supposed to be Be'ema, Be'ira, Reses of Aziyah. There's a fascinating Bala Turim that says right here on these psukim, and that he asks the question: why is it that the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to shuckle when you learn? Why do we go back and forth? It's like in Hebrew lenanea, to move back and forth. So he says because it says. V'yara'am v'yanu'u v'yamdu merachok. The Klai Yisrael saw and they trembled and they stood merachok. He said, and then he brings this Gemara, that just like over there, it was ema b'yira, and it was manifest in the fact that they were menanea, that they were shaking. So also, the shuckling, it stems from the yira, the shaking that we have when we learn Torah, that you can't contain yourself, you can't just sit still, but you're scared, so you begin to move, you begin to shake. That's really the source. You know, everything doesn't necessarily the way it used to be, but it has a source to it. So if we actually think about that, so even your shuckling will be different. You could shuckle different if you realize where it comes from. And this oifen of Divrei Torah, this is the way the Torah has been nimsar by Gedolei HaDoros. Like we mentioned, the Kol HaDoros, I'll tell you an amazing mice I once heard from my friend Ramosha Tuvia Leaf, Shlita, that when he was in Minneapolis, so he was then at the time in a big vikuach with the school. The school wanted to minimize the limited chol and add more limited kodesh and more Hebrew and things like that, but to take away the more limited kodesh, and they had a vikuach about it. So I'm not quite sure how they agreed to this, but somehow they agreed to take this, you know, to take it to a higher authority. They agreed to take it to Rishmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not sure how I pulled that off to get them to agree to have that be the one that's going to decide this. But Al-Kachave, they went to Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, and they presented the two sides. So Shmuel Rambam's answer was, and the way he would answer things, he didn't come out and directly answer it. He sort of answered it from the side, and they were meant to understand the answer on their own right, on themselves. That he said that we know that we have a famous kasha of Tosfos in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos has a drasha by Har Sinai. It says that v'amdu tachti sahar. They stood at the foot of the har. L'lamed shekafu lehem har kegigis. Kadosh Baruch Hu held the Har Sinai over them like a bell, and he said, "Im tekabal satorah mutav. If you accept the Torah, good. Im lav sham tek kvuraskim. If not, I let go, and that's your kvura." Okay, so then the Gemara says, "Okay, modarava l'raisa, etc." Fractosis, a famous kasha, that what was the necessity for holding the Harki Gigis? They already said Nasa Vinishma. Like, what do you want from us? We already said yes. What do you mean, if yes, no? What do you mean? We already said yes. What more do you want from us? Many answers are given to this. What Tosfos himself answers, there's a Maral, that what Tosfos answers is that Shema b'pnei Eish, he knew they already said yes, but he was concerned maybe because of the fear of that fire, it would have scared them so much, they'd say, "Oh, we don't want any part of this," and they'll be chozer. They would retract their acceptance. So therefore, the Harki Gigis wasn't to force them, it was just to not allow them to retract their Kabbalah, their acceptance. That's what Tosfos says. Ad kan the Tosfos. So if that's what you're worried about, so don't have fire, and you won't need the har. Take away the fire, and there's nothing to be scared of, and then you don't need to have a Harki Gigis. You don't need to hold the mountain anymore. You bring the fire, and then you're worried. Then you bring the har. So don't have the fire. You won't need it. So Dr. Shmuel, you see from here, the Torah without fire is not Torah. There's no way you could give the Torah without the fire. That would not be Torah. That was his answer. And they were meant to understand what he meant by that. But I think this is the yesod that we should chazer over 1,000 times, what Shmuel said. Torah without fire is not Torah. To sit and learn it, you know, to sit and learn, to lean back and cross our legs and, you know, and read, you know, and, you know, okay, if you're really tired, that's the only way you're going to learn better that than not learn. Okay, that's always got to put it in perspective. But that's not the way. That's not the real way to. The real way to learn is to be sitting over it, like with a fire, with the yira and the rest of the ziyah, like the Gemara tells us. Ma Yisrael, be'ema be'yira, rest of the ziyah. Af ato, also you. Af kan, be'ema be'yira, rest of the ziyah. Once I had a beautiful maisa. I was sitting once with Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that's all. We were working on the Sefer Yom Tosheni Kol Chasai, and there was a certain Sakalacha in Yom Tosheni that were going back and forth whether to put it in or not. It was a kula he was going to say. It was a leniency, and first he was a little concerned. She had to say this. It was a chiddush. He said, you know, it's not like, you know, Shabbos, you know, like, I don't have to have such pachad to be make all the Yom Tosheni. It's Darbana and it's a minig. So it's okay. We'll put it in. A few months later, I was going through a similar conversation with him about a different halacha, whether we should put this kula in or not that he wanted to say, whether it could be the rabbim or the yechidim, should it be in a sefer. He said, he has pacha to put such a thing in. We should leave it out. He has pacha to put it in. So I said, I thought the Rosh Yeshiva said he doesn't need a pacha to say a kula for Yom Tosheni. He said, no. I said, I don't have to have pacha like Shabbos. I've had pacha, yesh. Shlomo Zalman's whole gisha, his whole approach to the Torah was pachad yesh. No matter what it is, pachad yesh. Eima b'yira rest of b'ziyah, with the pachad, with the yira shemayim that we have to approach Torah. This, I think, is nichlal in what the Ramban tells us. Vaya enecha v'libcha sham kol hayamim. We have to live with Har Sinai with us and before us always. Especially when we sit down and learn, we have to be sitting down to learn at Har Sinai. That's where we're at. This is also the Tzuras Kabbalah Satorah from our Rebbeim. The whole Tzuras Kabbalah Satorah, the Rebbeim, are in place of Har Sinai. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Mora Ravacha Kamora Shamayim. The way you learn from a Rav is Derech Mora, Derech Yira. Mora Ravacha Kamora Shamayim. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, in Kedushin, that Es Hashem Lakecha Tira, you should fear Hashem. What's the S? We know Shimon Amsoni, Rabbi Akiva. S, the Rabbos Tamid Chachamim. We have to have Yira. The Yira of Har Sinai is passed down to the Tamid Chachamim that we're in Kabbalah Torah from, because the Kabbalah from them, that is our Kabbalah, Mihar Sinai. They are in place of Har Sinai. They're our Dor HaKoidem, who we're Mekabal Torah from. That we're Mekabal from them. Derech Yira, then it's a real Kabbalah. Moira Rabcha Kamor Shemayim. That's why the Mishnah also says in Pirkei Avos, Chaim Elazar explains in Ruach Chaim, it says, V'havi Mischamim Keneged Oram. You should be Mischamim, not at their fire, but Keneged Oram. A little step back. A little bit further back. Like we find this in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yuches, that you're allowed to put the Kiton Shomayim, the Gemara says, near the fire, it says, Keneged. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out there that Keneged means not right next to it, but a little further away. So Chaim Elazar says, Mischamim Keneged Oram. Don't get too close, because too close, that contradicts Yira. The Yira has to be close, but a step back. Because we're more Rabcha Kamor Shemayim. So I think that everything that we're saying, we have an ability to fulfill this every single day. And if the minimum shear, everything has a minimum shear. Like there's a minimum shear of Talmud Torah. And the Gemara says the minimum shear of that is Kriya Shema, Shel Shachris Varavis. That's the minimum shear. Just reminds me, we recently had a raffle in Dallas. And to try to, get through the summer. So I called one of the former Kola guys that lives now in Lakewood, and so he said, can I fulfill that my obligation by getting one ticket? I said, sure, you can fulfill it just like you fulfill Talmud Torah with Kriyas Mel Shashachas Harabbis. He liked that enough to buy two. Anyway, Al Kaponim, the Shir Lamata, there's a minimum Shir of all these things. What's the minimum shear of the Mimakayim Yiraso Kodemes L'Chach Masad? So I think this is Mefurish in the Tur. The Tur says in Simen Mem Zayin, we have basically three Birchas HaTorah, the way Moshe types up in the Tshuva. We have first a Shir Kedashanim Mitzvah, like a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Then we have a Birchas HaTfilah, V'Harevna. It's a Tfilah on the Talmud Torah, that it should be sweet, it should be a Shmak. And then we have a Bracha on Birch Shabbach Vaida, like Rav Chaim says, Rav Chaim, a bracha on the Heftz of Torah. It's a Shabbach Vaida on the Heftz of Torah. Asher bracha b'manam b'kol amim, v'nosal nanos tarasai, bracha da Hashem, noisen Torah. The obvious kasha is that this bracha, which we say that bracha is deraisa, and that's the bracha on the Heftz of Torah, this is a bracha on the Birch of Torah deraisa. So it seems to be inherently contradictory. We start off past tense, Asher bracha b'anim kol amim, v'nosan lanos terosai, past tense, brachat Hashem, noisan atara. You give us the Torah, present tense. Which one is it? Past tense or present tense? So the Taz, Afanort says that, in Mem Zayin, Taz says that noisan atara, present tense, is to say that Kadosh Baruch was constantly giving us Torah, Mihar Sinai, and Kadosh Baruch was mashpia Torah to us, and it's not just that we got Torah once, but when we sit and learn now, we learn Ba'amkus, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is now mashpia the Torah to us. We continue to be Mekabel Torah, Mihar Sinai. So then why the past tense before that? Which one is it? Says the Torah, V'od yesh bracha acheres, ala Torah, brachat Hashem elkein melech oylam, asher bracha b'anam mikol amim, v'nas alanos tarasai, brachat Hashem noisen Torah, v'chavim b'birchasai, al maimed har Sinai. When you say those words, Asher nasal nanos tarasai, shiv mechavim, stop and think for a minute. Don't just say those words and move on. Stop and think of maimed har Sinai. Ech bachar banam yikola umois. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, already Rosh Chodesh Sivan, he already is bachar us from the umois. And then, v'kivano lefnei har Sinai. V'shmiyanu dvara mitocha eish. He told us all these words from the eish. V'nasolanu tarasu akdoisha shi beis chayenu kleichem dasoi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatest gift, his most beloved artifact, his most beloved possession that he gave us, that he himself was Mishnashei Abo. He gave us Bahar Sinai. Stop and think of that. And the Bach over here speaks out. The Kavanah Satur. This bracha is, it's a Hidah, V'shevach HaMashanasa and Estarasa Klei Chemdaso. Tocha Eish Lahoras, Akdushasa, Ruch Niyusa, U'bach Rabbanu Mikola Umois, V'kivano Lefnei Har Sinai. Since the Torah commanded us, ma'oid ma'oid, not to forget Har Sinai, u'kamoy shekasub parshas v'eschana, v'achi shamer l'cha, u'shmor nafshecha ma'oid, pentishkach z'devarim asher reynecha, v'goymer, yom asher amadat l'fnei Hashem, l'kecha b'chayrev, v'goymer, v'tikru v'tamdu m'tachas ahar, v'ar bore ba'esh, v'idaber Hashem aleichem mitocha esh. The fikach, says the Bach, the fikach sarach lechaven bebrachazu hashnia lahoidos lo yisal al maimed har sinai mesayim ba baruch hashem nosin haTorah kolamar nosin haTorah klikamdaso b'tocha esh ka'amor. So the Bach answers that we say past tense because we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're mekayim the mitzvah not to forget har sinai when we say asher nosin lanos tarasoi. Stop in a minute. When you say those words, Asher Nasan Lanos Tarasa, stop for a minute and take a few seconds to think you're among millions of people standing there at Har Sinai and you see the fire and you see the smoke and you hear the shofar. I try to do it until I feel like I hear the shofar and then I go on Baruchat Hashem Nosan HaTorah. But you have to, until you hear that shofar, you didn't get the mitzvah yet. You didn't say Baruch HaTorah yet. And so you stand there and you see that fire and you see that smoke and you're trembling a little bit and you hear that shofar, then you can go on and say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Nosan HaTorah. Then you fulfilled Birch HaTorah and you got the mitzvah of Schiris Har Sinai, Mitzvah Aseh Schiris Har Sinai, and your Nishmar from Mitzvah Los Aseh of Shikras Har Sinai. I think it's a Kabbalah Chiddush that we have an opportunity every single day that we shouldn't pass by, that we have it, as Shavuos is coming, to know we have this incredible opportunity to, if we do this, if we talk and remember Har Sinai at that moment, then that is the fulfillment, at least the Shir Lamata, the minimum fulfillment of Yira Kodem Lachachma. If we remember Har Sinai, and we talk and really remember it, and we think of it, so then afterwards we say the Psukim that we say, which is the little bit of Talmud Torah that we learn, the Psukim and the Brisa and the Mishnah, that we say, Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulam, but we were makdim it with Yira Kodemus L'Chochma. In other words, if the Nefesh HaChaim told us, he's Megalah to us, that every single day we're supposed to be Osek in Yira before our Limud, because you need Yira Sashemi Yotzarai, that's the Oitzar HaChochma, for our Talmud Torah every single day. If that applies to us every single day, Kabachomer ben Benosu Kabachomer, that it applies to Klai Yisrael, L'Kol HaDaros, that the Asik in Yira, Yira Kodemus L'Chachmasai, of Klai Yisrael, of all the Chachmas Torah that came down from Shemayim, from Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, was before the Etzim Chachma, before the Seir Sedibros, came first a Maimed Har Sinai. First there was a Maimed itself, a Maimed Enech Badahu. And that, in order that Gans Klai Yisrael should have Yirasam Kodemus L'Chachmasam. The Torah couldn't just be given over as a book, or as Nuchais. It needed a Maimed Har Sinai. It should be Yirasam Kodemus L'Chachmasam. And we're Mekayim that Yira Kodemus L'Chachma every single day, that we continue to learn and live at Har Sinai. Our eyes and our hearts are there. If it's B'Shas Birch Torah, before we start our first words of Torah in the day, first we're living at Har Sinai. Asher Bachar Bani Mikol Amin V'Nasan Lanos Tarasai. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And we think about it, then, Baruch Atah Hashem, Nosan HaTorah, then He continues to give us that Torah from the same Har Sinai, because we're living it. It's Libenu Venenu Sham, we're still there. So then the Divrei Torah are coming from over there. This, I think, is the Amkus of the Lashon, of the words of the Gemara, when the Gemara says what was missing in Klai Yisrael to cause the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Shalayim Mevorchem HaTorah Tchila. Not just Shalayim Mevorchem HaTorah, but the Tchila. There was the Nekudas HaTchila Shaboy. The Shpitz of Divrei Torah is not just that you say it, but it's the beginning. It starts off the day that it frames, it's a framework for the Torah all day that starts off with Tchilas HaYoyim, with the Yira, that all the Torah you learn should be that type of Torah. It shouldn't just be Talmud 101 in university or something like that, but it should be the Torah should reveal the day Yira, and Yira should reveal the day Torah. The Shalayim Vorkim Torah Tchila means they were missing the aspect of Tchila being Mahapech the Devei Torah to Yira. And that's a chesiva for the Horban Beis Hamikdash, because the whole Mahus of the Horban Beis Hamikdash was Amakum Yira. It was Sholosh Palmi Vishona, Yeroya calls Churcha es Pane Adon Hashem, Liros for the Yerois. It's coming, it's Geboitan Yira. The whole Makam is a Makam Yira. The Midrash says that the city is called Yerushalayim, because it was a machlokas between Avram Avinu and Malkit Tzedek. If it should be called Yira, because Avram Avinu said, Bahar Hashem Yera'eh, he was Kaddish that place through the Akedah, to Har Hashem Yera'eh, that should be the place of Yira. And he wanted to call it Yira, and Malkit Tzedek wanted to call it Shalem, place of Shalom, because he was the Yerushalayim. So Atzitzir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he put the two together and said Yerushalayim, Yira and Shalem. But Yerushalayim, Yisoido is a Makam Yira. That's why Yaakov Avinu says V'yar V'yomar, when he woke up at that place, V'yar V'yomar, Ein Zekim Beis Elokim Zeh Shara Shamayim. What's V'yar V'yomar? It's like the Biskarov. He was Kaveya, the Din Yira there, that it says, Lo Mi HaMikdash Shatay Yira El Mishitziv El HaMikdash, Lo Yikanes V'tamiloi V'sakoi V'manalov. It's a place of Yira. When he said V'yar V'yomar, it was Kaveya that. La Locha is a place of Yira Shamayim. That's the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a place that we got to Liros for the Rois, to come to Yira Shamayim. And Klai Yisrael, now, which Yira Shamayim? The Yira Shamayim of Torah itself. Because the Beis HaMikdash was a place that we had the Sanhedrin. And of all places, the Sanhedrin, they need, you know, Davar Akasha, they have to paskin to be, you know, it was a very loud place. You know, it wasn't like a library. You know, what does it sound like with, you know, animals squawking and bleeping and getting shechted and people and very loud place. You know, the point is that all that, the Harodas HaShechina that was brought there through those Kabbalahs for the sake of, there should be a Sanhedrin. Because it should be a Hemshech of Har Sinai, as like Baron Cutler, it should be a Hemshech of Har Sinai, Devar Akasha, that was the place, like the Ramban says many places, that the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash were, there was the Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, the great Kol of Har Sinai that never stopped, was in the Beis HaMikdash. That was a place of Yira, because like Har Sinai itself was Yira Kadem Esel Chachma, so the Beis HaMikdash was a place of Yira, and therefore it was a place for the Sanhedrin, the ultimate Chacha of Klai Yisrael. If Klai Yisrael lost that Yira, if they took it away, Lo Yom Mevarchem Torah Tchila, that was a Sibra for Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So that's why we have Shlosh Yimei Hakbalah. Before there was a Kabbalah Satorah, Klai Yisrael had to stand back. So, and we celebrate that till today. We have Shlosh Yimei Hakbalah. What's the big deal? Like, stand back for 3 days. Like, you're not supposed to, and why so long to stand back? And that's a whole sugya by itself, not so, but the Tantz Advarim is that an act of standing back is an act of Yira. It's a Maisa Yira. Klai Yisrael had to spend 3 days as a chazakah. Moshe, it wasn't enough 2 days. Moshe added another day to push off Kabbalah Satorah till they were muchzak, till they had a chazakah of Yira, to stand back for 3 days, to work bapoyal on a Maisa Yira of standing back. Ava is getting up and doing. Yira is standing back. They had to work on themselves to stand back for 3 days in order to be moiled in themselves, and machzik in themselves, the mirah of Yerushalayim, in order that they could be roy to be Kabbalah Torah. Until today, actually, you know, we have Shavuos on the wrong day, right? We pass on like Rav Yossi that it was given b'Shvi, not b'Shishi, because Moshe added a day. So why do we keep Shavuos on Shishi? Says the Marsha and Avodah Zarah that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should continue, we should be Chogeg, we should celebrate Shavuos on Be'echad Yemei HaYira, on one of the days of Yira, in order that we should fortify ourselves. One of those days of Agbala, which is days of Yira, then that should be the day we should actually celebrate Kabbalah Satorah. So this, we have Munshuas. Again, you know, it's nice to have cheesecake, and it's nice to have all these things, but there's something a lot deeper going on. When a Yom Tov happens, so Sforim say that we're going around a circle of the year. Whatever, we get back to that time of the circle, that date, whatever happened back then is happening again. It's still happening. All the Aras, all the fire of Har Sinai is being this gala again. Every Shavuos that we get to it, we just have to tap into it. It's there to be tapped into. If we truly tap into it, we see what Shavuos is about, we chazer over, to remind ourselves of the, not just the Divrei Torah, but Maimed Har Sinai, then Mir Hashem, we can live, like the Ramban says, Vaya Enenu Vilibenu Sham Kol HaYomim, and that should bring us to the Gula Shleim of Hebrew Amen.